Spotify. Colin from Tucson had called with a sink that was delaminating from his granite countertop. I asked him to take a minute and shoot me some pictures and get them texted over to us. Romy's pulling them up now, looking at them. Let's bring Colin back into conversation. Colin, the pictures you've taken from underneath the cabinet looking up doesn't appear to me that they have anchored that sink appropriately. It should actually be bolted with little C-clamps to the bottom of that granite. It appears to me what they did was simply caulk the stainless steel sink, prop it up long enough for the caulk to dry, and then they plumbed it in hopes that would hold it up in place. There are actually little clips that screw into. You have to drill and set anchors into the granite itself and secure that sink permanently. How long ago was this installed?
We moved into the house a little over 7 years ago, and it had been done probably a year or two before that.
Okay. Well, then it's not a situation we're going to be able to go back to anybody against for warranty or whatnot. I would just get a hold of Woods Plumbing, our Rosie certified plumber down in Pima County, have them come out and anchor that thing from the bottom up the way it should be. It's going to be your best bet. There isn't any way to kind of really permanently reattach that with just the use of caulk. Okay, man?
Okay, are they going to have to take the entire countertop off?
Nope. Countertop stays. They're going to do all of it from underneath the cabinet, the whole thing.
Well, they're really good because it's pretty tight under there.
I know. All right, Colin. Woods Plumbing, you keep me posted and let me know how it turns out. We're here with David Byrne from Green ID talking about saving money on your upcoming summer cooling bills. And start by getting a whole house energy audit. It is your first step in a strategic analysis. You know, a lot of times, David, I'll hear what's being advertised on the radio. I'll see what's being advertised in the morning TV news shows. I'll see what's being advertised in the newspaper. And I'll say, okay, now this next product is they're spending in all three places, and I'm going to start getting questions about it. I better do a little research. Everybody gets on the bandwagon of the next silver bullet, the next magic solution.
Yeah. It's so bad, especially if it's like an out-of-state contractor that's coming in, putting radiant barrier on the floor or over-promising energy savings. You know, we do the audits against these companies all the time and say, well, no, really the radiant barrier is, you know, it works, but maybe it's a third or fourth tier product. Not a primary.
I tell people there's a place for radiant barrier.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably just not at your house.
That's right.
There's an appropriate place for it,
but
not in your attic, and unless you don't have any insulation.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If you
had
absolutely no insulation, radiant barrier would be a good thing to add.
That's right. Yeah. it could replace it, but I don't know why you'd pick that over insulation.
Yeah, but if you've got an R30, R38 up there, radiant barrier isn't going to do a thing for you. And not all home energy audit companies are created the same.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked to review energy audit by a listener who called me and said, "Rosie, I'm old." And he was retired, and he was in his 80s. He said, "This energy audit company wants me to spend $8,000 in LED bulbs. You think I'll get a ROI on that?" The unbelievable thing, when we went, I said, "Let me come look." There, David, I am not kidding you. This whole house energy audit company had conducted an entire written audit of the house, and they missed a basketball-sized hole in the return air plenum that was sucking air from the attic.
That's right.
Wasn't even in the report. But they had $8,000.
There's not a lot of margins in fixing that.
but they had $8,000 in LED bulbs they were going to sell this guy.
Yeah. Good margins there.
Oh, man. So you're with Green ID. Tell us a little bit about Green ID.
Yeah, I've been in business since 2009. I've been doing the audits myself. I still go out and do them. We do our own insulation, air seal, duct modifications, and we love what we do. Our auditors, Corey and Mike, have been with me for six and seven years, and they kind of follow our process for testing the home, not recommending anything that's not needed, and go off the numbers because the numbers won't lie, and
And a whole house energy audit costs what?
It's $99.
$99. Folks, I'm telling you, if you're concerned about your high summer cooling bills, this is the best place to start. And how would they reach you to schedule an appointment?
Our number is 602-926-1650.
And with that whole house energy audit and knowing your home's weak points, you'll be able to go through the summer and know which commercials don't apply to you. Promising, like you were saying, sun, earth, moon, and stars on fixing it. Like, well, that's not even the weak point in my home.
What, that's right.
It's going to be a waste of money for me.
Yeah. You aren't spending my and David, you've got 100 customers like this. I have 1,000 customers like this just because I'm older than you. Yeah. They want to beat the man. What do I have to spend to get my power bill to almost zero? Uh-huh. Well, I can get your power bill to zero. It's good, if for a 2,000 square foot home, it's probably going to cost you about $40,000 to $50,000.
Yes.
But I can get you there. How bad do you want to beat the man?
Yeah, yeah. You put a bunch of solar panels on your home and you're set.
All right. We're going to have more with David Byrne of Green ID coming back in the fourth hour of Rosie on Now. So y'all stay tuned. We're about saving you some serious money this summer. We're about getting and keeping you comfortable. And we're about driveways and garage floors.
That's right. Finishing the last touch on our garages, the floor. Gotta have something nice to park that new Shelby Mustang on.